Hi.
Hi.
Hi, Adam. Nice to talk to you today.
Nice to talk to you. So you're going to make sure you don't speak too loud, remember?
Okay.
The levels. Yeah.
All right. Right. Are we recording right now?
We are recording.
Okay.
And I'll introduce myself first. How about that?
Okay.
Well, my name is Adam Purcell, and I work with you, and very happy to work with you with basically what's been going on with your company over the last few months, helping do these podcasts and helping through social and helping you find out what story you want to tell and all those fun things. And you are, how do you pronounce your last name? Because you personally say it differently.
I think that's true. It's actually really Chaisson. Mm-hmm. Sometimes they say Chaisson. I don't know why.
And sometimes you say Chaisson.
Maybe.
You do. It's like, but it's your name.
It has a lot of different pronunciations, Adam.
It's your name. Are you, like, you kind of like just Madonna?
Sort of, but she just says Madonna, I don't think.
So if I just said, I work with Erica, would everyone in Halifax know what I mean?
Who Definitely.
I'm? Guaranteed. The 15 Minutes of Fame podcast, your destination to learn from people that are passionate about their business and have amazing stories to tell. Are you ready to elevate your expectations of what you thought was possible? It's time to get inspired. So if I went back 6 months ago and told you that you're going to be having a podcast and you're going to be on 26 episodes, what would you say?
Actually, I remember that moment because you met me, we met, and about an hour later, I told you that I love podcasts. So that was part of our conversation. But I remember you looking at me and saying, you're going to have a podcast. And I thought, who? Me? I don't think so. But actually, now I love it. It's super fun. And I get to meet a lot of great people. And mm-hmm. I love being able to inspire people through the podcast, which yep. hopefully is what's happening.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, it's been great. So thanks for encouraging me to do it.
No, it's honestly, it's been awesome. And I think the value of the podcast, it's great to have. There's great content. There's lots of people sharing amazing stories and what they do. And the really cool part is you're meeting a bunch of different people in different networks. And, you know, hopefully I feel that you've grown since episode 1 to 26. Your comfort level, right?
I hope so. Yeah. I hope I did. Yeah, I hope yeah. I did. But yeah, I mean, it's been great working with you and just having, you know, more of a team when it comes to all the social media marketing. Mm-hmm. And, you know, that's really why I decided to do the new site, because finally people in numbers are coming to the website.
Yep.
And there was just really nothing on there for them to look at. It was just a very basic site. And I really wanted to make the site, well, better visually and easier to use, but also to list some of the amazing talent that we book for people's events too.
You've always, from when we first started speaking, hospitality and making things personal and making things different than how other people do things. There's lots of great companies that represent talent, deal with the talent. They're doing great jobs. You wanted to be different. And there was a bit of a challenge. Do I put a search engine on there? Do I do this? Because you wanted to keep it so personal, but you know, I think it was a great decision to add that, because you can still have that warm side, that Erica hospitality piece, but those people just want to pop on and say, hey, I want to see what comedians you have. I want to see what speakers you have. And it's all there.
Well, thank you. Yeah, I had a couple of really great guys working on the site. Paul Douglas from Melon Designs and a friend of mine, Sean Green, who also owns Halifax VR, they did the site for me, and I'm really, really happy with it. I really like it.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, I think it's going to be great for people. And you're right, in the beginning, I really wanted to make that initial connection with people. But it's just like going to buy a car. I mean, you're not going to walk into a car dealership with no idea of what you want and sort of, you know, find a salesperson and say, you know, I want a car. What do you have? Mm-hmm. People want to have an idea before they connect with me of what they, you know, what type of talent they want for their event, and they want to be able to search around.
Mm-hmm. And if you're in that conversation, it's much easier for you to say, hey, check out this link. You now have at the tip of your fingers the talent that you're speaking to them about. You can say, here's a couple links from YouTube.
Yeah, and I mean, it's still a really important piece. I mean, if someone comes to me and they want a particular person and I know that that particular person is not the right fit, I think it's still important we have that conversation, but it's great for them to have someone in mind or have a few different people in mind. But still, that conversation is super important because, you know, I would never want to put the wrong person in front of an audience.
So I know what you do differently that kind of sets you apart. What do you think? What's one thing you think you do differently than other agencies?
That's a good question, Adam. Thanks
you can,
for
you can
asking.
You can think for a sec. I'm not for an answer.
No, I'm just joking. I think customer service and you kind of helped me figure that out because my background is customer service. I mean, I've planned all aspects of events, you know, running event spaces and being in the hospitality portion of the event. So I understand events and customer service. That's what I've always done. So that's what sets me apart. But I guess I had to kind of sit back and think about it to realize. Because sometimes when you're on the inside, it's hard to figure out why you're different because somebody else looking at you from outside can see it more clearly sometimes than you can see it yourself.
Mm-hmm. That's very true. You can't work. It's tough to work in your business and on your business at the same time. And having that other person to kind of give you perspective, it matters, which has been good through the process of this website because you've had other eyeballs.
Yes.
That come in and say, you know what, and everything, like the podcast, it's, you know, we're going to add some humor to the podcast. There's some amazing information, but we want to add a little, like, you're pretty funny.
Thank you.
Look at your face. She's giggling over there. You're like, I am funny, aren't I?
Thank
but
you.
But it's true. You want people to see, know you, right? They're going to want to recommend you to work with people because, you know, because of your personality. So I think we're going to add some humor. But the whole point is over the process of the website, you've been able to tweak things and
Yeah, and I think it's about being genuine. I mean, I've connected with a lot of people about the podcast, and maybe they're doing a podcast, they're doing videos. And in the beginning, it's really hard to put yourself out there and be yourself because you don't know what people are going to think. But I think that's what makes me different, too. I mean, every company out there says they have great customer service and that, you know, they're authentic and genuine, but they're not always, you know, what they say they are.
Yeah. One of the cool things about the site, I think, is that you have people can search for comedians, MCs, speakers, and you have a few featured people on there. So who are the ones that you're featuring? Is there like how do they get featured on there?
The people on our site are the people that we want to feature because we really like their work and what they do, and they are passionate about what they do. Mm-hmm. And it goes the same for our clients, too. We really only work with people who are passionate about their event, if they're an event planner, or, you know, if they're a speaker, about what they're talking about. And it's been really amazing, the process of getting everyone together for the website, too. I mean, I'm so lucky to be able to work with so many amazing people. I mean, people that speak for a living or choose to get up and do presentations all the time and travel for it. I mean, it's because there's a message they really want to get out there. They really want to teach people and help them with whatever subject they're talking about. So it's been great. And they've been so supportive and always offering me advice and tips on my business as well. So it's been really cool.
Mm-hmm. And why is this the business for you?
This is the business for me because I love events. I always have loved events from every aspect of the events I've worked. But I just love stories of people who are passionate about what they do. Mm-hmm. People inspire me all the time. And I just think it's so cool, you know, to be able to motivate people. I mean, that's why I do the podcast, 15 Minutes of Fame. It's all about inspiring people and about passionate people, whatever it is they're doing. And it's just amazing the energy you feel when you're at an event. I mean, you can see a speaker on a video or you can listen to them on a podcast. But when you're in a room and there's an engaging speaker, there's an indescribable energy in the room. And it's just amazing. So I love to be able to do that for audiences and for groups to put that right person in front of them. And so they can have that feeling as well.
Mm-hmm. Do you think some people just have it or do you think it's something that's learned?
Well, it's funny because, I mean, I don't know. I mean, maybe being a great speaker can be somewhat learned, but I think you really do have to have that passion. People can tell if you're just doing it for the paycheck or if you really, you know, mean what you're saying. But being a great speaker is not easy. I mean, people see, I mean, it can be lucrative to do that professionally, but you really have to be able to move audiences. You really have to be able to read the audience as well. And be engaging. I mean, we've all been to conferences with speakers who are, I hate to say, but kind of boring. Mm-hmm. And they just don't have that charisma. And they're just, you know, they just are not as engaging, you know, as they should be. I mean, it's not for everyone. Mm-hmm. There are definitely great speakers and speakers that maybe are not as great. I think you have to tell stories. Mm-hmm. I mean, as you know, people are moved by stories. You can't just go up there with slideshows and just give people facts. Stories are what really hits home with people. But also, you have to do your due diligence in the beginning and talk to the organizers and really see, you know, who the audience is, what challenges they're facing, and really dig deep and make sure that, you know, because so many times you'll go to a conference and you'll learn all this great information and then you leave and on Monday you go to work and you forget about it all.
Yep.
So you really want to make sure you leave people with tools that they can actually use in their everyday life to help solve whatever problem they're facing.
Yeah, the best line I've ever heard, when it speaks to that is facts tell, stories sell.
Yeah, I'm just super excited about the site, and I really encourage everyone, please, to, you know, give me any feedback you have. If there's anything you'd like to see, if there's anything that you think could be better, I would love to know.
Yeah, I saw the finished product yesterday and blown away. I think it just shows, you know, the next level.
Yeah.
Yeah, right? And you are the next level.
Thank you, Adam. That's very nice of you to say. I don't even really know what that means.
Me neither. Is this what the kids say? I think
but
the kids say
that. But it sounds good, yes. It says, on the next level.
We're next level. So when someone at next event, you're at, you're like, so what is Celeb Connect? I don't know, but we're next level. You get it, and you can put your hand above your head and go next level. You know what I mean?
We will elevate your expectations every time.
This is true.
Yeah.
This is very true. So during this process, if you've gone back and listen to the podcast, and there's an element you wanted to add. We started with having some comedy at the end, and there was so much information that was tough to like jam it in the 15 minutes. So we're now going to come back with some funny questions to get the audience laughing.
Yeah, I love funny questions because it puts people on the spot. I mean, now you're going to do that to me, I think, but it puts people on the spot and you get to see a little bit of the personality when you ask them a question that's totally unexpected and ridiculous. Mm-hmm. Not always ridiculous, but definitely mm-hmm. unexpected. I'm ready.
You ready?
I'm next level. Let's go.
As a parent here, I'm going to ask you this question. What would you do if a 6-year-old child asked you if Santa Claus is real? What would you do? Would you ruin their dreams?
Well, you know what? I think first I would say, yes, he's real. And then just see the expression on their face. And if they knew I was lying, then mm-hmm. I would have to maybe let them know the truth.
Yeah.
That he is in fact real.
What would your autobiography be called? What would your autobiography be called? A life lived.
Live your best life.
I like that.
Yes.
Are you living your best life?
I am.
Yeah? What's the next phase of Erica's life going to be?
The next phase of my life? Boy, these are really hard questions.
No, This is just off the
You know what? Just to continue doing what I'm doing with Celeb Connect, but, you know, grow the business and get to book more talent for more events. And I've always wanted to have a house on the ocean. So that's the next chapter.
All right, then. You hear that, everyone? We want to get your house on the ocean, all right?
I need a house on the ocean, people.
Well, thank you for having me interview you on your podcast. It was really exciting.
Thank you for interviewing me on my podcast. Yeah, this was fun. And thanks for the difficult questions.
They weren't super funny. They're more thinkers.
Yeah.
But you made it funny.
Okay, good. Yeah. You said I was funny earlier, so that was nice of you to say.
So I started interviewing at the first podcast, and now we're on 26. It's like the book ends, except now we're into the overtime.
Yeah, I mean, I just really want everybody out there to please check out the website. Yeah. You know, give me any feedback you have. I hope that it makes the experience of sourcing and booking talent easier. Mm-hmm. Connect with me anytime. Happy to chat. I really think you'll love to work with me in Celeb Connect. And yeah, I just look forward to meeting more people and working more events and having more great clients. And that's it.
Yep. All right, then. Time to go. Check out celebconnect.ca for any of your talent needs and let us know what you think.
Yes.